Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go. It's hour number two. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine. At Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Jamie Yukis will join us at the bottom of the hour. Corey Heppala, rural by choice, former Care 11 anchor, ran for governor, former WCCO radio host, returns to the station at 2:05 when he joins the show. Plenty to get to, including this. Out of St. Cloud, I read from Jenny Berg, Star Tribune story. Again, this is St. Cloud. The city council here Monday scrapped recommendations from the city's planning commission to implement buffer zones between THC and CBD retailers and youth-oriented places like schools and parks. St. Cloud was one of the first cities in the state to set specific parameters around the sale of THC products. While a number of cities implemented temporary bans on the sale of THC edibles, the city of St. Cloud created an ordinance to regulate sales similar to its tobacco ordinance. The ordinance requires businesses to be licensed annually and undergo compliance checks. After the city council approved the ordinance, the city's planning commission, which makes recommendations to the council, asked city staff to draft an ordinance that would separate THC CBD retailers from schools, parks, places of worship, and other THC CBD retailers. The story points out that if all this took place, this would have allowed for very few THC CBD retailers downtown, but would have opened up some possible locations, Division Street, Highway 10, and the south side of Interstate 94. This is still nonsense, in my opinion. Now, I'll be clear again. I am for the legalization of recreational marijuana and edibles, and have been for a long, long time. How it passed through the legislature was way atypical. They snuck it through. The Democrats did. And again, I'm for it. But when they were telling us, including Heather Edelson, who was on the show, that, oh, we did this, was normal, I'm sorry, it was not. They made the decision that you have a number of Republicans, including a lot of older Republicans, we still have this, bizarre view of marijuana in the sense, oh, my God, once you have one hit or once you have a nibble of an edible, your life is going to be over. Hold on. Let me grab my 7 pharmaceuticals over here, or let me grab my whiskey. But no, not the edibles, not that. So, yes, how it passed was dubious at best, and it should have passed through sunlight. But the Democrats said, well, it won't pass. This is the way we're going to do it. Might be a pattern down the line if the Republicans ever gain control of the House and Senate and the governor's office. But now, Dave Harrigan, We've decided to turn these THC CBD retailers into the boogeyman. And thankfully, the city council said no to this. Who do we think is going to THC CBD retailers? You know what's going? You, Dave Harrigan? Me? Plenty of listeners? Only one texter who's telling me he's the smartest person ever and doesn't ever want to hear Adam's talk of urination ever. We try a combination here. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I thought that worked. I thought it was funny. I'm not apologizing for it. Oh, yeah. Here's who's going to go to THC and CBD dealers. Criminals. Those are intents of corrupting your kids and kidnapping your children. Adults are going to go to CBD dealers, to THC outlets, and buy a legal product. It will not lead to the ruination of children, whether a school is nearby, a park is nearby. If we want to set things up where all businesses are set up in more of a retail area compared to neighborhoods and schools, let's do it like we normally do. But the idea, Dave, that we have to isolate THC and CBD, bravo to St. Cloud for saying, no, we don't need to do this. Your thoughts?
Sounds like the argument of a pothead to me, Chad. gateway drug, that's what I was taught. No, I get why people are nervous. I do. And whether they should be or not, that's for anyone's – that's a matter of opinion. You know, specifically when it comes to marijuana gummies or, you know, THC edibles, whatever we're talking about here. But, yeah, the buffer zone idea is it's a little ridiculous. Calm down. We're going to be fine.
As the story points out from council member Mike Conway, he calls it an egregious overstep because the city doesn't have similar zoning ordinances for tobacco or alcohol, which is simply regulated as retail goods. Now, if cities, Dave, and counties wanted to say, we're going to hold off for 3 months because this passed so unexpectedly. And the Democrats just snuck it through and we weren't ready for it. I'm fine with that. I don't think they needed 6 months. I don't think they needed a year. But to figure all this out, sure. But to treat it differently than alcohol or tobacco, especially alcohol. So hold on a second. I could go to my neighborhood liquor store. My go-to liquor store, by the way, the fine folks at Haskell's, 494 and Rockford Road. Ask for my guys, John and Patrick. They're phenomenal. But we could set up those places, Dave, where, let's go to this word. You can get schnockered on all sorts of options. But if you buy something else where you're going to get a buzz, we got to put that in a separate category. Are we in the 1850s?
Well, does it surprise you, given how this, you know, state's laws regarding alcohol have been? I mean, was it just, you know,
so
2 years ago we still couldn't buy alcohol one day of the week?
We're so weird. We're so Puritan. Democrats have such an advantage, right? Because there's so many Democrats in the metro area. And seemingly the Democrats are more in favor of this. But then we got plenty of Republicans who are very libertarian. But then you got plenty of Democrats who've turned edibles. And CBD, are you kidding me? You're using CBD because your back hurts or you want to sleep better. But no, Let me go to the pharmacy. Let me go to CVS, Walgreens. Let me load up over and over and over again. But that can be right where it wants to be. Sports gambling, never. Alcohol sales, oh, I guess. Car sales, no. We're a weird state. Do you agree with what the two of us have offered up so far? That bravo to the city council of St. Cloud for saying, calm down. We're going to regulate it like the other businesses. We don't think if this somehow is blocks away from a park or a school that every other kid is going to be hooked on meth because there was a CBD store.
Smell
nearby.
The CBD in the playground.
Exactly. Somebody's taking CBDs because their knee hurts. And their doctor's saying, hey, enough of these pills. Let's try this. By the way, tens of millions have had success. Or by the way, tens of millions can make the decision to rightfully make smart decisions on alcohol and with edibles. And when they don't, they should face the full sanction of the laws. You chime in. 651-461-9226. Once again, Cities One Plumbing talk and text line. 651-461-9226. Our friend Jamie Yukis is about 10 minutes away. If you just joined us, it's 1:24. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan here on CCO. We will not be on Thursday. What is on Thursday, Dave? What are we doing? Are we doing the best of?
We have the project, yeah, exactly, that I was working on this morning, combing through the last, oh, I'd say about 3 months
years
of the show to put together a best of Chad Hartman. I've got about half a segment so far, so we're really coming together.
I knew I was in trouble. We will be on Friday. I'll be here on Friday. Where are you going to be?
I'm shopping.
Quitter. Shopping?
No,
you're not.
My wife will probably be out shopping a little bit. Now I'll be home with the kids, enjoying my Thanksgiving leftovers. Chad,
very nice. We're talking about this city council in St. Cloud coming to their senses and scrapping recommendations from the city's planning commission to implement buffer zones between THC and CBD retailers away from youth-oriented places like schools and parks. As the story points out, the initial idea would have treated CBD places and THC places different than tobacco and alcohol. Thankfully, they stepped in. Lots of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Sean wants to chime in. Sean, I appreciate you listening. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Chad. I just thought I would, you know, kind of share the fact that I've been to three different states and purchased in dispensaries in three different cities. And they're all different. In like Vegas, for example, there's a place called Big Woo. And it's the biggest one in Las Vegas, and it's just south of the Strip. And it's a freestanding alone building by itself. Kind of out in the middle of nowhere, really, and it's got. It looks like you go into like Nordstrom's or something with beautiful glass cases, and the way they present their materials and all their products is really high end. They even have smoking lounges now in Vegas.
I just don't think they have to be so far away. It's a part of commerce. I'm not saying they're like, hey, you're in a neighborhood and like your next door neighbor becomes the THC CBD place, but treat it like
right.
the other businesses. And
right.
and
I mean,
I'm glad St. Cloud stepped in and did that.
Yeah, I hear you. I went to college in St. Cloud, and I'm glad they're taking it seriously. But you know, in Colorado and then also in Phoenix, most of those dispensaries are in little strip malls, just like, you know, the pizza places or the massage parlor.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Among the texts coming in, Chad, I would agree with the legalization, but not while driving motorized equipment. Have a highway patrol captain on to discuss how they police marijuana impairedness. Yes, it's a very good point. We have made that point repeatedly on this show, but I'm glad the texter brought it up again. It is still shocking to me with the number of people who must be trying to figure out a way to judge your current THC level while you're driving. The difference, of course, is I don't want anyone to be punished if they smoked the day before. They're not high anymore, okay? But I do want someone, I want us, and obviously this is similar to Adam and his bathroom idea. He's like, it's my idea. I'm not going to find the equipment for it. Plenty of people are trying to judge this, Dave, because you should be judged the same way. If hypothetically the two of us get together, you smoke a lot, I smoke a little, and I'm well below an agreed upon limit, and you go over it, we should all want to have a test to determine that. And even with, it's got to be thousands of people, Dave, because you're going to make an incredible amount of money, right? They haven't been able to come up with the proper system yet. But that point is very valid.
Yeah, it sure is. And let's be very clear. If we got together and smoked a bowl, you'd be way higher than I would be. You'd do a lot more of that bowl. It all goes back to how it was, you know, how it came to be law in the state, though, right? How, as you say, the Democrats snuck it in, and yep, all of a sudden, everybody from, you know, the dispensaries to the state patrol was left scrambling of, oh, yep, what are we going to do now?
Well, they don't have a system. Now, and yeah, by the way, I still believe it passed what? Became legal in July? Is that when it became legal again?
All right.
I don't think there was a huge rush of individuals who had never smoked before, who said they weren't going to consume edibles, and now all of a sudden they were legal, and they were.
Mm-hmm.
90, obviously this is my guess, 90% plus of the individuals the last 20, 30, 40 years who decided they enjoyed getting high, even though it was not legal, had a gal, a guy, a friend where they could get pot. I don't think the numbers have changed in any significant way. Do you?
No, I doubt it. I agree with you there. I don't think anybody that had never tried and never had any interest said, well, let's go.
Here we go.
Hop in the minivan. We gotta take our shot at this. But I mean, do you see a point in the future where, you know, you can pick up your CBD edibles at the convenience store?
Yep, I do.
I mean, right now it's not even called a store; it's a dispensary. It's got a yep, special little made-up word.
Well, there are places where you can get alcohol infused edibles. So that, yes, I do. Among the texts here at 651-461-9226, cocaine, speed, heroin, shrooms. We should legalize it all. My body, my choice. Right? No. It's not like I say, if we come up with laws, like, where was it? What state yesterday just wave punishments for possession of small amounts of marijuana? I agree with that. That doesn't make me then say, hey, how about anybody who was convicted of murder? Let's waive all those. No, I know some are of the belief, legalize all of them. I am far from that person. I am not. I'm not that. A few more texts. We are nuts as a state about what's allowed. Could not agree more. Let's see. Ask Adam what he was doing in the CB store in Isanti during deer hunting. He admitted it. By the way, guess what? It's legal. It's not a big deal at all. Ask your friends why they're in the CB store. There's nothing outrageous about it at all. 32 past 1. Jamie is minutes away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.